From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A talk now with a 40-year-old French filmmaker who has taken on a nearly 400-year-old French dramatist. Laurent Tirard is the filmmaker. Molière is the playwright. Molière wrote more than 30 comedies in the 17th century, among them The Misanthrope, about a man incapable of politely softening his opinions of others, and Tartuffe, about a pious faker who loudly spouts religion as he stealthily pursues women. French schoolchildren study Molière the way we study Shakespeare. Laurent Tirard has made a fictional comedy about Molière that is remarkably like a French variation on the theme of Shakespeare in love.
Je suis le plus grand auteur. Mon œuvre sera devenue si légendaire qu'on ne dira plus parlez-moi en français, mais plutôt parlez-moi dans la langue.
It's a costume comedy with a lush look that moves like a Hollywood period piece, and that's not surprising. Laurent Tirard, who has now made two films in his native France, learned his trade at NYU Film School. Then he read scripts for Warner Brothers. After that, he spent 6 years interviewing directors for a film magazine, directors like Woody Allen, the Coen Brothers, and David Lynch. Laurent Tirard is one Frenchman who really likes American movies.
I grew up watching American films, and when I compared them to French films very often of the times, you know, in the 70s, as a child, there was something I liked about American films that I felt was more professional, maybe, or... Mm-hmm.
In the 70s, when you were doing this, what would be a film that would epitomize the American movie that you liked for its craft and the French movie that you found lacking?
All the films by Steven Spielberg, Star Wars. I grew up watching Star Wars, really. I mean, I remember going to see Star Wars. I was 10 years old, and I lived in that small village in France, and I saw that film, and suddenly I thought, you can do that, you know, with movies? And at the same time, what's very funny is that suddenly somebody with a big influence on me was Woody Allen. Mm-hmm. I also remember watching a Woody Allen film at 12, I think, on TV in France, and thinking, oh, wow, that's the kind of comedy I've never, you know, encountered that far. So it's really funny that suddenly once I went to New York, that my film teachers, they showed me, you know, Breathless, 400 Blows, and all those great films. Today, I probably appreciate European films and French films more than American films.
There's something ironic and amusing about the notion that you come over from France, a young man deeply influenced by Star Wars and Steven Spielberg, and at NYU Film School are exposed to the masterworks of Godard and Truffaut and the French filmmakers. Is there some synthesis underway now, or did you feel there's any convergence of French and American filmmaking, or have they continued to go their separate ways?
They continue to be pretty different, I have to say. I feel very lucky, I think, because I've been able to experience both. I've been able to really take the best from both worlds. I've been able to take all that, the craft that I've learned here and the professionalism, I would say, that I've learned here and apply it in France with a lot of freedom to tell the stories that I want to tell, which I know would be very hard here. I mean, I've worked in the studio system, and I saw also the worst that can happen to American cinema, I mean, because it is an industry, and it does make for very industrialized and very standardized films, because too many people, I think, get involved in the creative process and try to guess what the audience wants, which I think is a lost quest. I mean, forget about what the audience wants, you know. Make films that you want to see and then hope and pray that the audience is going to like them.
When was Molière released in France?
In January.
And how was it done there?
It's done very well, yeah. Critics were very divided on it. Mm-hmm. Half of them said, what a good idea, and half of them said, what a terrible idea, mm-hmm. what a stupid idea, even some of them. Because, of course, it was Molière, and it's an icon in France. And some people feel that you can't take such liberties with reinventing part of his life.
But it's too fanciful to deal with a national icon.
And also, I think it was because, you know, who are you? You know, Laurent Tirard, young French filmmaker, you only made two films. You're obviously not a Molière connoisseur. You're not part of the cultural elite that knows Molière. So how dare you come and reinvent mm-hmm. Molière? I think some people didn't like that. But the audience did.
What's it like when you must have spent at least 2 years making the film, I should think, and then at the end it occupies your life throughout that time. Then it comes out. We're now talking about it you finished working on this film months and months ago, and then you get this critical reaction to a movie that you've worked on for all that time. Do you read a negative review and your stomach turns in knots, or you... Yes, I see you nodding, yes?
Yes.
You're not impervious to that feeling?
I tend to find that a good review will give me relief for about 2 hours, and a bad review will just give me agony for 48 hours, really.
Sounds a lot like radio so far.
And, you know, every time a movie comes out, as if I'd done, you know, hundreds of movies, I've only done two. But after the first movie, I told myself, okay, next time, don't read the bad reviews. Mm-hmm. I just can't help it. I have to say sometimes, though, I've read some reviews that were very critical, but I felt there were some things in what they were saying that were pretty interesting that I should think about for the next film.
You actually found constructive criticism in a couple of reviews, yes.
And then some of it is just really nasty and destructive. And, of course it hurts very much, because I think if you're being sincere when you're making the film... It is personal, of course. And really, I'm making a film about Molière, but in a very disguised manner, I'm talking about myself. And when people say they don't like the film, all I'm really hearing is they don't like me.
And for some reason, the tonic effect of a good review just isn't as powerful as the...
Because I think... I've talked to a lot of directors about this, and they... I don't know why. They all... Deep down themselves, all have the feeling that they're frauds and that someday they're just going to be exposed as frauds. And I have that feeling too. So whenever I read a good review, it's like, I finally have been exposed, you know.
Well, Laurent Tirard, thank you very much for talking with us.
You're quite welcome.
French director Laurent Tirard's second film, Molière, has just opened in the United States. You can read our critic Bob Mondello's short take on Molière and get reviews of other movies out this week at npr.org/movies.